I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for July 7th, 2026. Last month's flash floods took two more lives in Kentucky, bringing the death toll to six. The additional fatalities were recorded in Hardin and Jefferson County. Governor Andy Beshear posted Tuesday on X, formerly Twitter. The governor has previously confirmed four deaths, including three in Madison County. Two people died in a basement apartment in Richmond. Another was swept away in a vehicle outside the city. One other person was killed in a weather-related traffic crash in Jackson County. 8 inches or more of rain fell in just hours on parts of the state on June 27th. Covington residents now have access to a new interactive crime map. The police department says it only includes crimes that cause more harm to individuals, including theft and assault. Residents can sort through the numbers in their community going back to May of last year. Captain Justin Bradbury says this new map is a collaboration between police and city staff, which keeps the records in-house.
With the analyst Todd Sink that we have on staff through the city, we were able to create this new map with no additional cost to the taxpayer. So we were able to do this with tools that the city already has.
Bradbury says the department has stopped updating the old crime map run by a third party to cut costs, but brought it back due to resident demand. Governor Andy Beshear has filled two vacancies on the University of Kentucky's Board of Trustees with longtime supporters as he works to exercise more control over the direction of the state's flagship university. In an executive order filed June 26th and effective July 1st, Beshear appointed Ruth Cecilia Day as an alumni representative on the board, replacing Paula Leach Pope, whose term has expired. He also appointed Michael Denham to replace longtime trustee Robert Vance. Day serves as the state government's chief information officer from the start of the Beshear administration until the end of 2024 when she retired. Some Louisville residents may have gotten the wrong ballot when they went to vote in the May primary. An LPM News investigation found 1,800 households were assigned the wrong voting precinct. Reporters found several cases where residents weren't able to vote for their Metro Council or State House representative. City politics and government reporter Roberto Roldan says the investigation started with one resident speaking up about her experience at the ballot box.
Sort of didn't make sense that this issue would just be limited to Wilder Park and nowhere else. So that's when we decided to do even more digging and see if this was a countywide issue.
The Jefferson County Clerk's Office says this issue dates back to 2022, meaning that it may have impacted voters in seven election cycles. The office is promising a full house-by-house audit to fix any precinct misalignments. Crypto mining company TerraWulf announced that it had found a tenant for its data center in development in Hawesville. Anthropic, the artificial intelligence company known for its Claude platform, signed a 20-year lease for the data campus. TerraWulf estimated it will generate $19 billion in revenue. The massive data campus will be on the site of the former Century Aluminum Smelter in Hancock County. TerraWulf announced an even bigger project in eastern Kentucky this year. Both projects have been met with backlash from the community and calls for more transparency. The new center is expected to use about 400 megawatts of electricity by the beginning of 2028. You can learn more when you visit us online at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.